Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's Money Talking from WNYC. I'm Charlie Herman.
Massive job cuts, a profit nosedive. Yahoo CEO Marissa Meyer has announced her battle plan to turn the company around and keep her job.
Yahoo has formed an independent committee to explore what they're calling strategic alternatives. And those include looking for a possible buyer.
Uh-oh, it sounds like the Yahoo as we know it may be coming to an end, but not for a lack of trying. CEO Marissa Meyer has spent more than 3 years attempting to turn the company around, from acquisitions to spinoffs to new strategies. But is this search for strategic alternatives just another name for putting the company up for sale? With me is Sheila Kohatkar with Bloomberg Businessweek and Paul LaMonica with CNN Money. So I guess the question all along has been, can Meyer save this company? Do we now have that answer?
I think the answer is decidedly no. Really, she came in with so much buzz coming from Google. She was going to bring this coolness factor to Yahoo. And for a while, she did succeed. The Tumblr acquisition was very buzzy, but ultimately not very successful for Yahoo. I think the big problem is that this is still a company that's searching for an identity. I mean, think about it. When you think of Yahoo, what do you think of?
One thing I think about is this question of whether Yahoo can actually be saved, because that has been asked since well before Marissa took this job. I mean, people have been talking about saving Yahoo for years.
She's the eighth CEO since 2001. I mean, Yahoo makes the George Steinbrenner New York Yankees, you know, stable by comparison.
And I think if you look back to 2013 when she came in, she was effectively installed into this job by a hedge fund manager named Dan Loeb, who had taken some control on the board of directors of the company. And he used the move of her into that job to unload a huge holding of Yahoo shares. He made $1 billion and then he got out. And now she is being batted around by a whole different set of investors, activist investors. They go in and buy up a bunch of shares, and then they are just trying to cause that stock price to go up quickly so they can get out. And they really don't have that much of an interest in the longer term performance of the company.
Well, I'm not so sure I'd agree there, because Jeff Smith of Starboard Value, he's the main activist that's pushing Yahoo to really quickly do something to try and resuscitate that stock price. He's gone as far, though, to threaten that if they don't, he might actually nominate his own board of directors and try and take over the company. I'm not so sure he wants a quick buck and then he's going to leave. He might have an interest in taking it over permanently if Meyer doesn't sell.
I guess no matter who comes in and tries to take control of the company, since they're now talking about strategic alternatives, and that would imply selling off parts of the company, I mean, what are those parts that people want? What is it about Yahoo that people want to get their hands on?
Yahoo Sports is, I think, a great asset. And when people have talked about the possibility of Verizon purchasing Yahoo's core assets, Verizon bought AOL. AOL owns Huffington Post. I can envision how Yahoo Sports and Yahoo Finance fit well under Arianna Huffington, perhaps, as a broader kind of HuffPo-type branded news organization. By the same token, there's a weird story out there suggesting that Time Inc., which is much smaller, might want to make a run and merge with Yahoo. And you think about it, Sports Illustrated, Fortune, Money Magazine, those are a perfect marriage for Yahoo's sports and finance properties, which I think are probably still considered pretty top-notch in the media world.
There's a lot of talk of Yahoo as a brand and the incredible brand value it has, but no one has yet been able to figure out how to turn that into a viable business, especially in the current environment.
So it's got a really good brand, but no one knows really, though, what it is.
This is a problem for many media companies, actually, right now. They have tremendous brand recognition. Everyone knows who they are. Many people have a Yahoo email address. In fact, there are many, many people who have Yahoo as their landing page on their web browser. But it's not clear that they actually spend any time there or do anything or do any purchasing. So they are having trouble monetizing that brand recognition.
And yeah, with digital and mobile advertising now, it's increasingly a game of scale. And if you're not in first or second place, that is a big problem. Yahoo is not Google. Yahoo is not Facebook. If you're an advertiser, where do you want to be? You want to be with Google? You want to be with Facebook?
Why do you think that we care so much about this company, that we do spend so much time talking about it? Does it reflect the larger tech community, or is it just unique to Yahoo?
Well, I think everyone is very familiar with Yahoo as a brand, and it really triggers a sense of nostalgia of the early days of Silicon Valley. It was one of the first sort of pioneering online yellow pages type of companies. But I think it also attracts an inordinate amount of attention right now because of Marissa Mayer and the fact that she is a very unusual thing. She is a photogenic female CEO of a very tech engineer-driven company. And because there are so few people like her, every single thing she does gets a lot more attention than it perhaps would if she were just another dude in khakis running Yahoo.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But at the end of the day, Mayer was brought in to resuscitate Yahoo, and it hasn't happened. And even though she inherited a bad situation, she was clearly dealt a very difficult hand, she didn't get all the big bucks to just stabilize the company. It was to try and turn it around. And now we're looking at maybe not the end of Yahoo, but the end of this current iteration of Yahoo.
Do you guys have any sentimental feeling towards what the future of Yahoo could be after its more than 20-year existence?
Yeah, definitely. It is a company that was a survivor of the awful dot-com bust of 2000. You have to give Yahoo credit for that. I mean, no one's talking about Lycos or Excite at home anymore because they're dead. Yahoo at least lived and is still around. And again, I mean, confession, it's going to make me sound like a neophyte here, but I still have my Yahoo Mail account that I set up, I think, in 1997 because I was too lazy to switch to Gmail. I do not have AOL.
Sheila, do you still have a Yahoo account?
I can't believe you're asking me this. I actually do, and I use it mainly to correspond with my parents, but it does work.
Sheila Kohadkar with Bloomberg Businessweek and Paul LaMonica with CNN Money. Thank you so much for joining.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
You can find more Money Talking online or by subscribing to our podcast. There, we've been teaming up with the Harvard Business Review, trying to find ways to survive, even thrive in the workplace. For example, should you be your, quote, authentic self at work?
The more one looks at the notion and the reality of authenticity, the more one realizes it's a crock and it's nonsense and it is more likely to be self-destructive than value-added.
You can find more at moneytalking.org or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Charlie Herman. Thanks for listening.